Simshin Peipov, Sivtes. So he said before that a person who cannot eat the kikar can still use it for the din of shituf, or can't eat the item, can still use it for shituf, and those that can make a shituf out of wine, because other people could drink it. So if there's truma, other people could drink it. Person says he's not going to eat this food, the loch is he still can be mishtab. But if he makes, he's not going to have any. Then he said, but the Ramah said a language of kainum, then he uses a lashon of korban, that's a problem. Test. Omar lakikr hayom chol umachar kurdish, a kainum. Says today in Arab Shabbos, this kikr is chol. But when Shabbos comes, it's going to be kurdish. And once it's kurdish, he can't use it anymore. So now, is the Eruv good? Is the Shituf good? Because the problem is, when Shabbos comes, it's going to be Kurdish. But since it's Chal, at the end of Benish Moshe, so at that point in time, it's still Chol, because Misopik, it's still Chol. Now he says a story over here, Mishmar says that Misopik, there's no Kedusha. We'll see what that's about. But that's a Gemara's Losha. Which means that normally a person doesn't put the kedusha on something when he puts it on, he wants it to be take effect in a definitive way. He's not interested in making it chal in a this wishy washy. Maybe yeah, maybe no. He doesn't like that. So therefore, he says, okay, when it's definitely tomorrow, that's when it'll be chal, not when it's maybe tomorrow. So it comes out mishtatan leboy. It's a valid. You can use it for shittuf. Shabbanishmosh is a dying loony scatcher. Vari is not definitely Kurdish, but real hoy some of the German, it was Roy. Alomar Hayam Kernum, or Lamacher Kurdish. Lamacher Khali says it should be also today like a net, on a net. Kernum is like a net or like a carpet for today. And tomorrow should be Khal, which you can do. But Amish Tatalan, but you can't use it. Shayna Roya Ashatakshah, come out at the beginning. Right now it's definitely Osir. So when this beginning, when it's supposed to take effect, and it was definitely also okay. The only case where a person says hayom kainam l'machor chol, it's a problem. The person does it on the korban, an actual animal which is worth to be a korban, because then it gets kedushas korban on it. The Gemara says once it gets kedushas korban, it doesn't go off.
Right.
But if we're talking about a non kedushas korban, so they don't have that problem. Now I would have put it. I'm going to put a new sif now. It's a new, the next part. The next part is really a new thought. So that's the Mishnah Berurah until now. Mishnah Berurah is a cut and an olive. Hayom chol l'machor kurdish. Pirish, b'erev Shabbos, he's Kaddish. He's saying it shouldn't be Kurdish on Erev Shabbos. Rach l'machor yeh Kaddish. It should be chal on Shabbos, and he's said that this item is Kaddish. I mean, the Benish Moshe is a dying on his Kaddish. Benish Moshe is not Kaddish. Why? The Mishveik alo nochzeh lo kedusha. During the time of its suffering, it doesn't get a kedusha. Well, can you actually shatav because then you can use it? Because the shita takes effect ben hashmoshes. Without how you always braces man a kikur chol, it's still chol at that point in time. So it's not a problem. You know for sure when tesa kachavim comes, it's going to be kodesh. It's not going to be edible anymore. So it's not any worse than if you made a shituf and then immediately Benish Moshes got lost. But at the beginning of when it was effective, it was valid. That's a short scene in Sukkot.
She made a shituf and
Benish Moshes
got lost. What? Still good.
Even if it gets lost afterwards, it's still good.
Why?
Okay, because Benish Moshes, it was still there. Ashatech Shach, we said it's going to be. Today it should be Kurdish. Erev Shabbos says today is Kurdish, tomorrow is Chol. So this item is going to be Kurdish today, not tomorrow. So you can't make a sheet about it because right now when it's supposed to take effect, Benish Moshe, it's still Chol. It's still Kurdish. I should ask the words to learn Lila Gemur until it gets to Vadi night. We say Kol Apaka Kedusha, the Kedusha doesn't leave in a situation of suffering. Came Benish Moshe, so you die in Kurdish, Vein Ma'arbin Mehekdesh. You can't use Hekdesh to make an Eruv. Okay. Zogt di Shulchan Aruch. Chatzar Pesuch L'Shtem Avuos. I have no idea why it's one sif. I remember I have no idea why it's one sif. Chatzar Pesuch L'Shtem Avuos. B'shitav im kol echem lehem. So the Chatzar which has openings into two mavui, and it made a shitav with both mavuos. You can carry from the chotzer to Mavi A, from Mavi A to the chotzer, from the chotzer to Mavi B, Mavi B to the chotzer. But you can't carry something which started out Shabbos and Mavi A through the chotzer into Mavi B. That you can't do because the two mavuos were not connected. They're all not. They weren't. There was no sheet between the two mavuos. Okay. Now, it did not do it. This chotzer did not make a sheet of either one of the two, but it opens up into both of them. So now you have a situation where in Mavi A there's a chotzer which opens into it, which is not part of the sheet of, so nobody can carry in the Mavi. And the same thing in Mavi B. So this chotzer is going to answer both mavuos. Okay. So like this, it depends. Imu rogel im shneim. If people generally will use either Mavi A or Mavi B when they leave the chotzer. Both of them are common to use. Lotzis b'lova b'chol derech aleim. The people from the chotzer go out into Mavi A or to Mavi B. So now they are equal users of both mavuos, and they do not join into either Mavi. So each Mavi has a problem. They have a chotzer which is part of their area which they do not join. They can't carry. It's more common to use, let's say, Mavi A rather than Mavi B. So the one that they normally walk through, that's really their Iker Mavi, and that's where they were part of the Mavi and they didn't join. So they asked her. The other Mavi, they're not really part of anyway. They don't really use it. So they're not going to ask her. Now, let's say, Imshita Bim Oyser Shen Arogel. So Mavi A, they're used to walking out, they didn't join. Mavi B, which they're not used to joining, to walking out, they did join. So they're not going to ask the Mavi B because they were mishtatav. So now we say, okay, but can we sort of like say, okay, now you've sort of designated your Mavi B people by joining, and therefore you shouldn't ask them Mavi A, even though normally you walk through Mavi A. Now, Oyser Sharogel Oyser, no, I'm sorry, Huta Harogel Atzma Imshit Mubine. So as long as everybody else in Mavi A has been made a shituf, even though this chotzer has not joined, this chotzer is sort of designated there now joining into Mavi B, and they don't bother Mavi A. Let's say they were rogel with both, v'shituf im echad mehem, and they joined one. Motur sheni sharei silak atzma mimenu. They basically say we're joining only one. They're saying that we're going to use this Mavi for Shabbos and we're going to ignore the other Mavi. So they're not. The Mavi is okay. Now, if im ha Mavi shirogel boy shitu b'nei, versus sheno rogel lo shitu, who lo shitu lo yimzev lo yimzev. Okay, so now Mavi A, everybody joined together except for this chotzer. Mavi B, nobody did anything, so they can't. Well, that Mavi is not going to be usable, irregardless of what they have done. So they're going to say eight so sheno rogel. And Mavi A, they're rogel to go into. And Mavi B, they're not rogel. So we come to people with Mavi A and say, listen, you know what? Even though you're rogel to go over here you're going to mess us up. Like, make yourself use that Mavi, which nobody can carry anyway, so they're not losing anything by you joining them. We're losing by you joining us. So it's like a stoim nik maisa, that you should be by us and not by them.
Right.
So they're going to say it's a shen rogel, but you start like meres a shen rogel. Kadei l'shem motor. Kim a shen who ain't a mafsi b'dover. Shere lo shita b'imahem. The other mavi didn't lose because they make a shituf. V'yesh revach l'acherim. Shayin is a mutarim. And when you leave, the first group will now be okay. Kavan is a minis time. So we say it's time to b'davka stay where you normally roll.
Could you spend just a minute discussing the midas tum business? If let's say it's more, let's say the mavi we want him to be is is not as close to Rishus HaRabim. So it's an inconvenience for him. He has to now walk a whole different way. So it's not really Midas Adom for him. He says, look, if it was everything was equal, I wouldn't mind, but it's an inconvenience for me. So how do we say that that's not Midas Adom because it's inconvenient, or do we say, so what if it's a little inconvenient for him, but meanwhile you're messing up a whole bunch of people?
What's the
general rule of thumb?
I don't know how much, you know, there is, you know, some point where I have a reason why I'm doing it. It's in the Kol HaStoim. You know, I have a Cheshem one.
Yeah.
I don't know how far where you draw.
How far, I say.
I don't know where you draw the line.
Okay, someone says, so you walk, like if someone walks like, I don't know, 20 steps, and you say, come on, for 20 steps you can't be Messiah. And I'm saying, at what point?
Right. Well, I don't know what the number is.
Yeah.
Okay. Nun Gimel.
How is it starting at
Talson Craven? Okay. Okay. Mavuos lo shitru yachad. So the Mavuos have not joined together, so you can't carry from Mavi A through the Chotzer to Mavi B. Now, so now, remember, Mavi A, the first case was that the Chotzer joined Mavi A and Mavi B. And they put the Shituf in this Chotzer, both of them. They put in the same Kli. So you said before, so we said before this idea of they put in one kli together. So now it's like both mavuos have joined together also by putting it in the same chotzer and in the same kli. They're saying we're all one big group. The kelim which started out in the mavi. Now, Mishra points out, we've had this idea before, that the rule is that the rishus of Mavi, Chatzar, Gagos, Kafifas, all those things are all one. So Kalim starts out Shabbos in a Chatzar, you can carry that in a Chatzar in the whole city, even though you have no shita with that Chatzar. So if the Kalim starts out in the Mavi, why can't you carry it to another Mavi? Meager than its motor. What it meant, you can't carry a Kalim which started out Shabbos in the house in that Mavi. The house is not one with the other mother. He wasn't mishtata with either of them. So they asked them both. The came on, Dim Chotzer Echad, or Yishtata Mavi, or Yisro Kala Mavi, because if one Chotzer didn't join, the whole Mavi can't carry. Nun Vav. If it was mishtata with the Ener Rogel, the Rogel is now Mutter. By the fact that he joined the other Mavi, even though he doesn't normally use the other Mavi, but the fact that they joined the other Mavi. But they're saying that we're not part of that, we're going to now make our focus the second Mavi, not the first. If it's Rogel in Shneya, and you're Shitev in one of them, the other one's Mutter. If they can join the one that they're not Rogel and neither one that they're Rogel, they can join the one, if they're both Rogel, both, they can join one and not the other. Tell them, Mr. Shavogel, Shal Yavrilov Bishabbos. So Shavur says that that you shouldn't walk through. So in other words, the Midas Storm over here is that basically we ask them not to use it. Not just not, well, you know, reshus in it. But don't use it. You should go through the other way. In a case where one Mavi made a Shituf, and that's the one he's Rogelin. The other Mavi did not make a Shituf, and that's the one he's not Rogelin. We ask him now to go, ask those people from that culture to go to the other Mavi where they're not Rogelin, because otherwise it's Midas Storm. Because in the storm, Shabbos Derech Mavi Shalom Yishtate, go through the other Mavi where nobody joined together. I'll be in a regular, but even though that's not the one you normally use. Mr. Glomer, who rogel b'shneim, shkevin asur shalai, lavar b'shabbos al l'sheni shishtate b'lesu. So Mr. Shabbos keeps saying over here that you have to actually not use it. Now, we had this idea before in the storm, over there Mr. Shabbos did not mention that idea of not using it. The Chazanich says, he holds it. The main point is that they should take away their schus. It's not so much the usage, because the usage doesn't really bother us, which way you walk through. The point is, having, because we said before, regal, Trisa's regal doesn't answer, stop walking through, which is regal, which has a schus to be mishtamish there, which has a problem. So they're being taking away their schus hishtamshus, is what they have to do. The actual walking through is not problematic according to the Chazon Ish.
I mean, the rishus carry.
They can stop there, they can put the things down, they can rest a little bit, they can use that mokum. So that's where the problem comes. Just walking through alone is not a problem.
They can't stop and rest or put things down.
Rishus would mean that they could, so they have to misalik the rishus because of midas time. Okay. That even though you made a shetuvim mavuos, that doesn't relieve you from making the ruv chetzeris and a different chetzeris. Simishin pezayin, boi sifach, al. Hamishtatim b'mavi, people which have joined together in the mavi, still tzichim la'arba chetzeris, they still have to make an erev each one of the chetzeris. They shouldn't forget the concept of making an erev. Because they don't, the Arab is much more visible. Where they used to be Zan Chazal, was they would go Arab Shabbos by the Shetuf, the Eruv Chetzeris. Each person would give a roll. So every Arab Shabbos, there's this guy knocking on the door, collecting this roll, and then because the food didn't last, it wasn't matzah. And every Arab Shabbos, you know, they would, next Arab Shabbos they would do it again. So the kids were very aware of this concept of Erev. Now all of a sudden, you know, there's nobody knocking any doors anymore. Well, the Mishtatav, they made, like we said yesterday, they made their Shutif Mavuos out of a pack, thick bottle of brine, which is used for dip, and then you can use that for Shutif Mavuos.
Well, what? Brine?
Brine. Or vinegar, right? It doesn't go bad. Vinegar doesn't go bad. It just goes become vinegar, right? So it sits there and it sits there and it sits there and it sits there. The kid never sees anybody knocking on the door anymore. Says, "What's an Erev? You know, like what does he know about Erev?" Sherei enatino because makir masha nasibimavi. They don't know what's going on in the movi. Well, there's this thing of vinegar in the corner, like you know, that's the sheet tooth. They don't know about that so much. That therefore, it's therefore you still have to do an Erev Chetzeris in the chutz. However, fikav, this is a Gemara. In the shtat of a mavi bepasav, they use bread because already that's be something which is similar to. So they're more aware of it. The idea of using the bread, you know, the bread is something which was more important to them and less common, possibly. Say, where is that bread going? You know, there was a loaf of bread here before. Where'd it go? Oh, they use it for the shtat of mavuos. Okay, so the kid's much more aware of where the bread is. So if all of the chetzer, everybody in the whole mavui joined in the shituf, that counts like an area of chetzeris. They know where the bread is. Right? There's certain things they keep their eyes on. V'yesharim sheim loy erva kochot shel atzma. It's not well the shituf. Period. No, that the halacha is the shituf was cannot replace. Period. Because the chol chutz are erva la'atzma, v'chachach nishtatav mavui. In the case where each chutzer made their own erev, A. Then they're mishtatav b'mavui. Afterwards, they did a shita b'mavui. And then will erev derech pesachim shebeneim. The two chetzeres which are next to each other, they have a door in between. So besides the mavui that we spoke about, even there's no shit of mavuos, they could directly make an error between the two chetzeres and carry from one chutz to the other. They didn't do that. So they made their own eruv. They made a sheet of in the mavui that allows them to carry out into the mavui all the people into the mavui. They didn't make it between the two chetzeres. So b'tarm nishtamish b'chetzeres shebemavui derech pesachim shebeneim, they can carry from one chutz to the other just simply on a sheet of a mokum eruv. So that sheet of the mavuos will count as if they made an error between the two chetzeres. Let's say vice versa. So they said we didn't join all the groups in the mavi, but these two chetzeres made an error between the two of them, and they can carry from one to the other, and there's a doorway in between. They can use that as a form of shita. We join together, in the, assuming that, that all the chaserim did that, so that's, that will allow the mavet to be accessible also. Now, so far we have, the Mechaber says that the first shita is that shita does not work for Erev unless you use pas. Second shita says you can't use it at all. So the Ramah is the third shita holds you can use shita b'malkam Erev even if it's just wine. Okay, so my Erev b'malkam shita and same thing the other way around. I wrote earlier. We do one shituf. They used to, instead of each person giving a roll, they would say, let everybody contribute some flour, and then we'll make one big loaf, which belongs to everybody. Everybody's flour was used to make the loaf. So that was the minhag. So Zok Ramoa, that furthermore, we do it even for shitav also. Besides the ruach hateres, it counts for the shitav also. Nearly at times, at the Ramah, I think this is the explanation. When people contribute the flour for it, as if you made an eruv and shitav together. Achila and Lasus Yoser, and you don't need to do any more than that. The Hoshatichu sheet of air, that which the Gemara says that the sheet of air were two separate actions. That in the Eruv HaChatzeres, everybody used to contribute. Into the sheet of what happened was Rak Chotzer Eruv B'Yachat. We said before, when once the whole Chotzer became one, if one member of the Chotzer gives the Shita, that's good enough. That's what used to happen. So in that situation where not everybody's contributing into the Shituf, so we had to be first, we have to make all of us a unit, and then one of us can now contribute to the Shituf. But nowadays, everybody contributes to everything, so we can contribute everything, we don't need two separate things. Now, but if everybody's contributing directly into it, flour for it, so you have no need to make two separate things. If you do, it's a bracha levatol. Okay. So the first case was the Mari Bapas, they weren't using bread, a little bit sharmini or cholamashkim, other foods or liquids. The houses have to make their own eruv chatzeres.
Does that have to be raw lachila? I mean, if it's a food item, it's not, it's raw. Does that count?
No, it has to be raw lachila.
So basically, if they do the kemach thing and they don't actually have the time to bake the bread, it's useless.
Correct. Today, what? Because dough is edible?
It's edible.
You said before, even something which is boshable or boshable.
No, because that's vegetables. That's how vegetables are. You can only have good vegetables. You can eat it raw.
I mean, we said the case of eggs, raw eggs, since some people do use them as raw, so that's good enough. So I don't know, it sounds like the fact that some people use it is enough. Elohim Boshar Chai, we said. No, I'm sorry, Boshar Chai did count. Just it's not considered a lift, and you have to have a full amount, right? So I guess most of it, some I thought is good enough. Shabbos brought somebody argued on it. today. It's learned the Medina law. You see, from the Arab chaterus, a psuchus the mavi klal. The chair wants a reshita. You don't really need a Arab chaterus. Terei murabin mshatovin kavar mehala yedeshituk shem mavi. Really, they're all one big unit now. So why should you need a separate Arab chaterus? Like today, because they don't want the kids to forget the concept. Because Shere Anatikas, remember Sinai Erev, they say our fathers didn't do it, so why should we do it either? Who was I listening to? Riso Reisman. He was saying the tape, he was saying the shir, and he said there's a boy from a different city. He was on Shabbos, there's no Erev, you know, and we're in Flatbush. And he started walking out carrying something, and Rabbi Reisman told me, "You can't carry." He said, "No, I'm carrying. I come from this in the city. Our meaning is that we do carry in Shabbos because they have an Erev. The kid, you know, as far as the kid knows, you carry in Shabbos. What does he know? You don't carry in Shabbos. This is in my city. We carry in Shabbos. That's my meaning. You know, your meaning. You don't carry. My meaning. You carry in Shabbos. You know." So he says, "You should point out to the kids that things sometimes don't work with it." And she called Erev Chatzeres. You don't need to make it. In case you use bread, then you don't need to make, each one should make their own eruv. Each chotzer, pas is the staff of life. So the kids keep an eye on where that goes. Okay. Now it has to be something which is valid for the purpose of Ruvah Chatzeris, i.e. that it's in a house, because by Ruvah Chatzeris you can't put it in the airspace of the Chatz, you have to put it into a place which is a base Nero, and it has to be, it can't be a piece of bread, it has to be a full loaf or a full roll, otherwise it won't work. Okay. Zion. The second opinion says that no, there's no such thing as using shituf and mavuos in place of Ruvah Chatzeres, period. And so on the shituf, shashituf and mavuos, and the moil elo lechaber kolachzeres im mavuos yachad combines the chotzer and the mavuos. And we'll loil lechaber habatim im chatzeres sheimut ayinazel hatzim in the bias of chotzer. You cannot use the shituf to replace the concept of Eruv. You need the Eruv to allow you to carry from the house to the Chotzer. Okay. Let's say in a case where they made a Ruvah Chatzeres in each Chotzer. They made a Shituf in the Mavui. They didn't make an Eruv between one Chotzer to the next. When they have a door which goes directly access from one Chotzer to the next, they didn't deal with that. So the Lach is, return the Shtamash with the Teresh of a Mavui. You're allowed to go through the Pesachim. And the Chotzer, Kelim Sheshavsu B'Bayis. Again, Kelim was started out in the Chotzer, you're allowed to take the next Chotzer without any Erev at all. This was a Kelim was started out in the house in the Chotzer, in the house in Chotzer, beginning of Shabbos. It was taken out into the Chotzer on Shabbos. Now you want to take it from Chotzer A to Chotzer B, so that you're allowed to do it because you made a Shituf. The kashem shashitu mechaber lechol chaser shiyum mutl tatal mehen lemavoi ke mechaber shiyum mutl tatal mizel zel. The same way it allows all of the chasers to carry out to the mavoi, allows each chaser to carry from one chaser to the next. There's a third opinion which said that even if you make shiltu from mavoos with wine, you don't need a ruvah chaseres. Feel the yain. Val we have the ruvah chaseres lemahani balmakiim bepas. Ah, you need to make ruvah chaseres dafk with bread. That's when you're not making a shituf. But hacha, migo, the mahani, the yin shituf, the mahani, filik, b'sharach, the numashka, the mahani, namah, linyan, and ruvah chaseres. So this shituf holds. Once it's working for shituf, it's been making everybody one big unit, so it counts as the erev also. That's number one. And that we do rely on the erev, the shituf, mokam erev, because some of the erev, mokam shituf. Karniska zebedirah, mechaber, mechadim, agav, gura, chazav, ksava. And vice versa, you can use the Erev to work for the Shituf. How is that? Nearly a time.
Good evening, Dr. Mahawa.
Oh, we got the Esh Loimer, the Tama Minik, who, Shem the Kemach Oifin Pass, why do nowadays we do a sheet of an erev as one? Because nowadays we give bread, flour, we make bread out of it. We pass a kaimalon, the sheet of moel b'mokam erev, and that works. If you make a sheet of out of bread anyway, it works for erev. That's the first sheet of the mechaper. So what do you need the mazah? Why? We want to be mazur the second sheet, which holds the hechash la'er and kolchotz la'atzmo kolyam ain soim kumal sheet of mokamer. So according to the second opinion of the mechaber, you cannot use a sheet of a mokamer, and we do. But in the ginnan, the ain oisin rakshitulva. We only do sheet of. So according to the first opinion of the mechaber, if you make a sheet of with bread. You make a sheet of wine, you can't use it for an air. You make a sheet of bread, you could use it for an air. Because the second sheet, you never can use a sheet of air. And we do. So to Ramo, because nowadays it's different. Hainu. Because nowadays, each person contributes flour to make the bread. In those days, one person will contribute for everybody. Hikshel Levush, Yid Beis. Anu Bazan HaGamar Shev B'nei Chotz. Hikshel Levush, Aleph. Mi Yermitz B'nei HaGamar, L'Nosu Kol B'nei HaChotz, L'Shitu V'rak Echad B'nei HaChotz. Who told the Ramo that that's so? In the old days, everybody used to give a roll for the Erev, and then one person from the group would go give wine for the Shittuv. Who said? Where the hell do you know that? Void. Lu yehei shechud mibnei achotz and oshan l'shittuv. Even if it's true that only one person gave, it's like everybody gave, because he gave, he would be mezakit. There, ayin shom. Ach ha'ikir sozot levush. The pshat is not that we have a the first sheet holds we use bread. It works for a sheet of works for air. Second sheet holds it doesn't. The Armenians we somehow call the first sheet of zot levush. The Ramo is trying to remouse even according to the second sheet why it should work. To the levush that's not true. It won't work according to the second sheet. They didn't do their own erev. In the shatav b'pas, if they did the sheet of it through with bread, that's good enough. But the best thing to do is when you put it down, say that you're doing it both for erev and shituv. Say yotzel kuliyama k'moshu kotzav ritvo behenya. Chazanish has a problem that the language over here is not exactly correct. The case over here was we're making a shittuv, we want to use it for erev also. So you don't say it also works for shittuv. You say it should also work. I'm making a shittuv. You should say it should also work for erev. That's the correct way of saying.
Why?
Because the case is we're making a shittuv. And that was the case. The person making a shittuv with bread and saying that I want it to work for the erev also. Because Minastam, one sheet holds sheet doesn't work for Erev. So I should speak out. I want this sheet to work for the Erev also. I mean, Mazaka to Bnei Chatzar also to work for Erev.
Okay. Let's hold it here. Should we test?